What about, did you ever hear of a string of horses that are used or were used in
the string of horses, they call that because they used to put up a rope between two trees and tie a bunch of horses of the cowboys to that rope. Okay. So they called it a string of horses.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
That was the origin, I think, of the term, but they would, if somebody owned more than two or three horses, they would say a string of horses.
Okay, thank you.
And do you like sugar?
No, thank you. When I'm down south, I drink some of that sweet tea, though. Oof. Have you ever had that?
Hmm?
That sweet tea that they have in the south?
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's...
My daughter-in-law is from Alabama. We have sweet tea and plain tea when she comes.
Yeah. That's, did they ever have, like, mules and burros in this area at all?
Oh, yeah. It was a big business here because a lot of the farming was done by mules when I came here.
Really? What about the burros, too, or...?
Not as many burros. They are more for recreational purposes up in the mountains and so forth. We had the male mule, of course, is called a jack.
Okay.
And the molly mule, of course, was barren. They couldn't produce, so you bred the jack to a horse, to a mare, to get a mule.
Okay. What was that, a molly mule?
Yeah, that's the term that they call a molly mule.
That's the female. And those are different from donkeys?
Yes.
What is a donkey?
Donkey is smaller than a mule.
Okay. Was there a term in this area for poor cattle? Like cattle that's not very good that people used?
A lot of terms. I don't know what term you're referring to, but...
It's just different everywhere. It's just one of those things, like poor cattle or poor sheep. Can't think of one. That's fine. Mm-hmm. What about, I mentioned the term castrate.
Yes.
That is something you would have to do in your job,
I assume.
Were there different names for that that you used?
Yeah, the steer for the bovine and gelding for...
Well, I was wondering about the actual process of doing it. Did you have different names for it?
Neuter.
Okay, neuter. Ever use the term cut for that around here?
Cut?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a slang. What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to cut a horse.
Okay. Is there a term that would be thought of as more proper for that? Would the castrate or neuter? Or?
No, I think castration is the
sort of
proper name for it.
Okay. Those castrate animals, were there slang terms for those that you know of? Like we've mentioned gelding and steer.
No,
not gelding.
I don't think
you can't
so.
Think of, okay. Well, here's something you've probably heard of slang for animal excrement, the leavings of the animals. Do you know some of those? Animal waste?
Manure.
Okay.
Because we called it the instrument we lifted with, the manure fork, and of course there was the diarrhea too, which was called the merms and the holler tail and the holler horn. That was the terms of the old time farmers when they had diarrhea. And if the animal happened to die from coccidiosis, which was a very bad diarrhea,
yeah,
they'd cut off the horn, and sure enough, it'd be holler, so it was holler horn.
Did they ever use terms like cow pie? Or?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, that's...
What about dogs of mixed breed? Is there terms for those around here?
We call them All-Americans.
All-Americans. That's a new one. I've heard of the Heinz 57s.
Yeah. We call them the All-American.
All-American. All right. Or what about mutt or mongrel or anything like that?
Yeah, we call them all
okay.
Crossbreds.